In a little over a month, the 2012 Summer Olympics will kick off in London. But before the teams can head to England, they have to be selected. During the next few weeks, athletes who have qualified will head to the Olympic trials for their given sport. Over the next couple of days, we will talk to University of Arkansas athletes who are competing for the chance to represent the United States this summer. We begin the series with a look at a member of the track and field team. Andrew Irwin is a freshman pole vaulter from Mount Ida, Arkansas. During his first year as a Razorback, Andrew won a national championship in indoor track and field and was ranked as the number one vaulter in the Southeastern Conference and the nation.
I did have a really good first year. I didn't expect to do that, but it's turned out really well, and I'm thankful for it.
Andrew's older sister, Stephanie, who was a two-time All-American pole vaulter for the Razorbacks, contributed to Andrew learning to pole vault as a teenager.
My sister was into it, and she actually did it in high school and came and was a Razorback. So I had some background in that, and I would go to practice and hang out. My dad asked me one day, you know, he was like, hey, you want to try this? So I was like, let's give it a go.
Was your dad the coach for the track team?
No. He was actually going up and helping coach my sister at the time up there, but we didn't have a track. We didn't have a track at my high school, and so my dad and a coach at Lake Hamilton now, Maury Sanders, actually built a facility to pole vault at in Maury's backyard. And so now we have a big indoor building, and we have the Arkansas Vault Club.
Prior to attending the U of A, Andrew earned a number of accolades. He holds the high school indoor record in the pole vault. He is the junior class national record holder in the same event. In 2010, he was selected as Arkansas's Gatorade Track and Field Athlete of the Year, and he won the pole vault title at the Meet of Champions. Andrew was also a three-time Arkansas state champion in the pole vault and won six District 2A titles. As he prepares for the USA Track and Field Olympic Trials, which begin Friday in Eugene, Oregon, the advice his sister has offered is to keep his cool and stay humble. With the collegiate season over, what has Andrew been doing to prepare for the Olympic trials?
Just been focusing on the technical part of my vault, making sure that I'm getting that sound and where it needs to be so I can get those big bars.
Andrew leads the NCAA with an American junior record clearance of 18 feet, 9 and a quarter inches, which is nearly 7 inches higher than the second-ranked collegiate performer this year. Falling 18 feet sure seems like it would give you plenty of time for thinking.
Usually, you know, especially if you make the bar, you're pretty good for making sure you're going to make it land in the pit. So about halfway down, you know, it hits you that, especially if it's a big bar, you're like, hey, the bar is still there, and you get that little bit of celebration before you get to ever get to hit the pit.
Andrew says there's a little bit of pressure being ranked the top collegiate pole vaulter in the nation, but now he says it's a matter of who's going to be at the competition and what he has to go out there and do to make the team.
I'm definitely just taking it as an experience, but I'm also looking at it as, you know, it doesn't come around very often, so you have to take advantage of it while it's here.
The USA Track and Field Olympic Trials will continue until July 1st. Andrew's first day of competition is Monday. He says of the 24 athletes who will compete on Monday, only 12 of them will advance to Thursday, and only 3 of them will be selected for the team. So what happens if Andrew finds himself in the top 3?
I might have to do a victory lap.
For a link to the schedule of events at the USA Track and Field Olympic Trials, visit OzarksAtLarge.com.